Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, can something this small really throw my body off balance?
Time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
What? Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again? Oh, the kids would really love this.
Fruit ruins insulin sensitivity.
Never eat after 7 p.m.
One cheat day.
Cut carbs. Fast for 48 hours.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads. No fear, just your signal. Cygnos.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
When Famous Dex first started blowing up in 2017, he never knew the timeline of events that would unfortunately happen only a few years later. One moment, he was at the top of the game. But soon, everything went wrong, and his relevance in hip-hop drastically declined. So today, we're gonna provide a full explanation of why things took a turn for the worse. And it all started with an incident that was captured on a security camera. It's the year 2015, and a new rapper named Famous Dex is suddenly hitting everyone's radar. Standout hits like Hoes Mad, and Drip From My Walk.
I get the drip from my walk. I get the drip from my walk.
Had a teenager who was previously involved in the well-known but chaotic streets of Chirac to finally seeing a light at the end of the tunnel.
Drip From My Walk song. I did that song, I heard it on the radio in Chicago, broke out tears. I said, God, here we come. Here we come. And once I heard it on the radio, I'm like, it's no joke no more. I can really change my family life. I can change my life. Let's do it.
Within just 1 year, Dex went from being a nobody who had multiple arrests ranging from robbery, burglary, cannabis possession, and more, to an artist with massive star power potential who could sell records for a living rather than what he used to sell, such as drugs, to get by. In 2016, Dex's life would change forever when the popular Atlanta rapper Rich Da Kid signed him to his Rich Forever label. Dex viewed this moment as his ticket to success, and he even went as far as to compare it to the time where a young Drake signed to Lil Wayne.
Wayne signed Drake. Look at Drake and Wayne. People better stop playing me, bro. I don't play, bro. I'm a dog, bro. You know what I'm saying? For real, bro. On some real shit. So me and bro know what we here for.
Sadly, little did Dexter know that this new milestone would also mark the beginning of his downfall. After having a phenomenal year in 2016, Dex continued doing what he did best. He was dropping more hits, guest appearances, and performances than ever before, and was developing into that kind of artist that was difficult to avoid. However, just as you would think that his career was on the up and up, he would also get entangled with a ton of controversy. For starters, a video surfaced in September of 2016 showing Famous Dex putting the beats on his girlfriend at the time. The 42-second clip that I cannot show you on YouTube shows Famous Dex following his girlfriend into what looks to be a hotel hallway and constantly throws it down.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who pieced together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
his girlfriend. The rapper even goes as far as to continue, even after she hits the ground, and doubles back after leaving. The whole situation garnered a lot of attention, and Famous Dex had to sit back and watch as YouTubers covered the situation, news outlets called him an abuser, and we even had people calling for his shows to be canceled. And when he issued a response, Dex did seem somewhat remorseful for his actions. However, some people didn't like the fact that he seemed to be more concerned with his personal life being exposed without his consent.
This is my personal life. Right. That ain't supposed to have been out. Somebody recorded that. You know what I'm saying? That's my personal business. People go through that in life, but you don't put your hands on no female at all. I have two daughters. I love them. You know what I'm saying?
Due to this footage surfacing, he missed out on a ton of potential bags, with sponsors like Puma backing out of their deal, and Dex also got skipped over the 2017 XXL freshman class, which at the time was a huge promotion for rappers. And although Dex was seemingly unbothered by being left off,
everybody that's representing me, y'all, please don't stop disrespecting XXL. Please, just stop disrespecting XXL. Congratulate them folks, man. It's life, y'all. What about next year?
His tone quickly changed when the chief editor of XXL said the reason she took him off the list in an interview.
So basically, Famous Dex didn't make it because of that video of him beating up the guy.
I guess if you want to put it that way, listen.
This rubbed Dex the wrong way, especially since fellow rapper XXXTentacion, who was also blowing up at the time, was not taken off the list. Despite the fact that he was having a similar issue pertaining to a female, with the only difference being that it wasn't caught on camera.
So that's why I didn't make XXL, because that video of my girl, that's the reason why you could come up with that? That lady, that fucking lady right there, ma'am, you too disrespectful. Bitch, she just had my son. Fucking talking about you fat bitch. You could at least say congratulations in that interview, bitch.
After the incident ran its course on social media, it seemed like Famous Dex was genuinely affected by it. And due to all the negative press, he released a video where he seemed like he had changed for the better and was ready to experience more growth in his career.
You know, not just me putting my hands on the female, me losing my mom, me being new to his music stuff. It was a lot of pressure on me, you know? So I just kind of blamed.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Blanked out, and I just want to be forgetting about it, you know what I'm saying?
But there was still one thing that kept holding him back from changing into the man he wanted to be, which was addiction. Anyone who has watched Dex's music videos, where he has multiple bottles of scissor, or heard his lyrics where he constantly reminds you how high he is, knows that Famous Dex had a serious drug problem, and was also known for being extremely intoxicated while streaming live on platforms like Instagram. In one popular incident, Dex literally fell asleep while he was live, which was seemingly the effects of the insane amounts of narcotics he was ingesting. With users writing, "Please get him help," and "Your favorite rapper needs to stay off them opioids," it seemed like the hip-hop community was trying to bring light to this unfortunate situation. However, to others, it seemed like the perfect moment to clown him, with fellow rappers such as Trippie Redd releasing his own version of Falling Asleep on Live. But to Dex, this was a very real problem.
I've seen a lot of studio sessions where engineers are pissed. I mean, pissed. When Dex so high, he nods off. He'll be sleeping 5-6 hours, so the engineer, he just sitting there like nothing to do.
Dex's issues with substance abuse showed all over his catalog as well, and may have contributed to what many deem as one of the worst bars by any artist in hip-hop history, where he said he would ape a woman.
Posing my pants like a skater, bends on my feet like a skater. I see your bitch and I take her, I catch your bitch and I rip her.
And of course, this gave way to more negative publicity for the rapper. Yet, when confronted with questions relating to his health, he'd always managed to shoo people off, saying things like, "Only you know you."
For once, I'm a human being, and I work my ass off, but don't let the world trick you and be fooled. I always know, because only you know you. Not my manager, not anybody. You know you. You know what I'm saying?
But at this point, nobody was buying his antics anymore. Especially after what he did to a fan while high at one of his shows. In October of 2018, articles began surfacing saying that Dex allegedly pulled a gun on students after the concert he was playing at the university was canceled because of his stage diving. In a video posted to social media, a man appearing to be Dex can be seen waving a gun at a group of students who had surrounded his car following the canceled show on Friday night. Despite all of the problems and drama, famous Dex still kept his head up, and one can argue that in the midst of all the controversy,
Hi guys! Here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil. Like, a lot of it. That's good. Next, I take an ice bath. Ooh, feeling super healthy. Can't feel my toes. Breakfast is raw liver. Okay, here we go. Oh, real good.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time. Cygnos.
He was still putting out quality music. His songs Japan and Pick It Up featuring ASAP Rocky were making waves throughout the genre in 2018 and combined for nearly 150 million views together on YouTube. However, the success he was receiving only seemed to do more harm than good. For one, it seemingly began to inflate his ego, which wasn't good, especially considering it would only accelerate when he would get loaded off of substances. This led to him doing things like airing out his boss, Rich the Kid, on Instagram Live and discussing topics that were most likely better to be communicated privately.
Not rich forever. I am signed to 300. Rich the Kid, selfish ass, is trying to sell Rich Forever 4. You're not trying to get me and J. Chris shit. You don't do shit for me and J. Chris.
Then, in early 2019, Famous Dex found himself in a series of back-and-forth arguments with Soulja Boy, after getting mad that Soulja Boy claimed he was one of the first people to help Dex get his first foot in the game.
I put Famous Dex on, bro. You know what I'm saying? I was the first artist to fuck with him in L.A., bro. He flew to L.A., came and stayed at my house. He met Rich the Kid at my house.
Soulja Boy never in his life ever, ever, ever changed shit of my life.
I ain't help you, right? Then why the fuck is your bitch ass been in my DMs since I came home from jail? I don't even respond to you, nigga.
This led to a hilarious but also cringy Instagram Live where the two confronted each other.
You can't come to Chicago no more, bro. You
nigga,
a bitch, nigga.
Fact, nigga. Hey, stop
nigga,
the fuck,
coke,
you, nigga.
I will beat your ass, you, nigga.
But comedy aside, one thing that was for certain was that Famous Dex wasn't mentally there. In literally every clip of him that surfaced, he was heavily intoxicated, causing him to make a fool of himself constantly on social media. It became abundantly clear he needed help in the latter half of 2019, where he would suffer a life-threatening seizure on stage while performing. This incident got a lot of people concerned about him, and you would think that somebody in his camp would urge him to take a break and get better. Instead, he returned nearly a year later to drop his album titled Diana, which only led him to fall deeper into a downward spiral, as the project would become a massive flop and only sell 4,000 copies in its first week. This was kind of sad since the album was also named after his late mother, who passed away from breast cancer a few years back. But instead of taking it to the chin and getting back into the lab, Dex...
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Couldn't get out of his own way. After the record came out, he got himself arrested 3 times between October and November of 2020 for domestic violence and unlawful firearm possession. A SWAT team even had to get involved in one of the domestic violence incidents where the victim had cuts all over her body. From here, Famous Dex would continue to appear more inebriated more and more often. And when confronted again by one of his fans concerning his drug use, Dex would respond in an even more unhinged manner.
I would never stop the drugs. You're fucking stupid. I just fucked a bitch with a big booty.
With Dex appearing incoherent and going off the rails every time he was out in public, it would get increasingly sad. But when this image of Dex looking like straight up death went viral, it finally prompted widespread concern from everyone in hip hop. including fellow rapper NLE Choppa, who is urging his label to do something about it. Y'all see Famous Dex obviously on drugs too heavy. Can y'all at least try surrounding that man around somebody with his best interest? Help dude out, or somebody already in his ear, uplift dude. He needing it. Which at first, Dex appreciated, but it eventually got to the point where he was sick of everyone worrying about him and decided to go off on everyone, especially DJ Academics, who was the first to blow the whistle on Famous Dex's fragile state.
Don't nobody say, oh, congratulations when I went certified gold for my album. Don't nobody be saying none of that, all that congratulations about being a proud father, all that. But y'all so worried about me. Whatever y'all worried about, get the fuck off my dick. DJ Academic, you's a fucking lame. Stay off my dick, you fucking lame ass dude. If I ever see you, I will smack the fuck out you. I swear to God, my son. Stay off my dick, bro.
Eventually, Famous Dex got checked into rehab in December of 2020, but would check himself out only a month later and seemingly go back to his old ways. He was even handed a 365-day prison sentence for breaching a restraining order issued by one of his victims the previous year. Now, fortunately, Famous Dex did get released after 9 days due to overcrowding, and everyone thought he was going to do the same BS as before. But sometimes, it takes hitting rock bottom to find your way back to the light. This was certainly the case for Famous Dex, because in those 9 days that he spent in prison, Dex would prove that it was a moment of reflection, as he appeared on IG Live shortly after, talking positively about his sobriety and blaming some of his addictions on depression from losing his mom.
How I feel to be depressed when you lost your mom.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Do you know how it feels to have a lot of pressure on you when your family depending on you when you came from nothing? That's why I had a drug problem. I'ma share my story because I feel like it's supposed to be shared. I was putting drugs before my kids. I was putting drugs before my career. I was putting drugs before my family, myself, and now I just lost it. But I'm happy that I can say this now because I'm not going through this. I'm not going through this drug problem no more.
Despite Dex's best efforts to overcome his addictions, he faced setbacks, including more and more arrests in January of 2022 for violating a restraining order. Once again, that man could not stay out of jail. Even after declaring that he had been sober for 5 months in June, he faced another arrest that month. Determined not to let addiction win, after a reflective 3-month stint in LA County Jail, Dex immediately returned to rehab, which became a turning point in his battle.
So, when I went to jail and I went to rehab, I bump my head and I say, the quicker God give it to me, he'll take it from me. I can't play with it.
And after a few months, Dex was back to releasing bangers on songs like Where's Dexter, featuring his Rich Forever family, Rich the Kid and Critch.
She wanna hang with Rich Forever. She texting her friend like Where's Dexter. I'm fucking
with the song.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Performing better than anything he put out since 2019. However, Dex eventually parted ways with his label as he claimed the deal was predatory. But it does seem that whatever issues they had were resolved peacefully.
No, I don't have beef for Rich. I'm not even about to dress it on live because yeah, I know Rich changed my life. I'm just not Rich Forever no more. I'm independent.
After a long period of suffering, Dex managed to overcome his demons that all too often come along with fame and fortune. Looking back at everything that happened, we can at least appreciate that Dex now puts the blame on no one but himself for all that has happened.
No, I ain't have no yes men's around. It was me, brother, because I can support my habit.
come from nothing to this, I can support my habit. So it's like, fuck you, nigga. I can, what?
And now that he's out on the other side, he can appreciate not only what he has, but what he almost lost.
Mentally, I'm happy. I'm happy, brother. I haven't been happy in so long.